This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Days away from a deadline, U.S. President Joe Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy are narrowing in a two-year budget deal that could unlock a vote for lifting the nation's debt ceiling. They're racing for agreement this weekend. Any compromise needs support from both Democrats and Republicans to pass in Congress. The Pentagon says European allies are developing a program to train Ukrainian forces on flying F-16 fighters, but is also issuing a warning about expecting too much from the jets. AP correspondent Sagar Magani provides some details.
No magic weapons in war.
Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley says, for one thing, F-16s are expensive. The jets themselves.
And the pilots to go with them, and the sustainment costs, and the missiles, and the maintenance.
Do the math.
$2 billion for 10 aircraft. The Russians have 1,000 fourth and fifth generation fighters.
And Ukraine will need a substantial amount if it wants to contest Moscow in the air.
The smartest thing to have done is exactly what we did do,
which was spend money first on getting Ukraine air defenses and ground capabilities that have allowed them to hang in the fight. Milley says had the F-16s come first,
you wouldn't have tanks, you wouldn't have Bradleys, you wouldn't have anti-armor weapons, you wouldn't have anything else. You'd spend all your money on just that.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The head of the Russian private military contractor Wagner has claimed that his forces have started pulling out of Bakhmut in eastern Ukraine and handing over control to the Russian military.
Announcement by Yevgeny Prigozhin, the owner of the private military company, comes days after he said Wagner troops had captured the ruined city. The millionaire owner, with longtime links to Russian President Vladimir Putin, said in a video published on Telegram that the handover would be completed by June the 1st.
That's AP's Karen Chamas reporting. This is VOA News. A top Russian diplomat has said Moscow may consider a prisoner swap involving a U.S. journalist after a court delivers its verdicts, AP correspondent Karen.
Russia's Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov told Russian media that talks about a possible exchange with Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich could take place. However, he emphasized that Moscow would only negotiate a possible prisoner exchange after a court delivers its verdict in the espionage case against Gershkovich. Russia's Federal Security Service accused Gershkovich of trying to obtain classified information about a Russian arms factory. Both the U.S. government and the Wall Street Journal have strongly denied Russia's allegation that Gershkovich is a spy. I'm Karen Chamas.
The U.S. Supreme Court has sharply limited the federal government's authority to police water pollution into certain wetlands, VOA's Marissa Melton explains.
It's the second decision in as many years in which a conservative majority narrowed the reach of environmental regulations. The outcome could threaten efforts to control flooding on the Mississippi River and protect the Chesapeake Bay, among many projects, according to Justice Brett Kavanaugh. He broke with the other five conservatives on the court. The justices boosted property rights over concerns about clean water in a ruling in favor of an Idaho couple who sought to build a house near a lake. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Police say that they have arrested the suspect who holed up in a house in central Japan after allegedly killing four people, including two police officers in Kano, and being ushered toward a police vehicle. Witness earlier told NHK Public Television that a woman fell while being chased by the suspect, who then stabbed her with a knife and shot at two police officers as they arrived at the scene. The three were declared dead at a hospital. An injured woman who could not be rescued because she was near the suspect also died. Police said that the suspect was a farmer and his father was a local politician. Chainsaws buzzed Friday as neighbors helped neighbors clear toppled trees and began cleaning the wreckage of Typhoon Mawar, which walloped Guam as the strongest typhoon to hit the island in over two decades, but appeared to have passed without leaving death or massive destruction in its wake. There is more at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.